Hey, this is Luke with another Android Guys review. I got Scott here. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Luke. How are you today?
I'm all right, man. How are you?
I'm doing splendid.
Splendid. Yeah.
Good one. Splendid.
That's a good word. You have a product to talk about
today. Yep. Today's a product.
Yeah. What do you got?
I have the Anacfire G10. These are earbuds.
Yeah.
We've reviewed some Anacfire in the past.
Good stuff.
They are. I actually just recently traveled, and my wife reached for the Anacfire on her trip. Not the G10, but a previous model.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, I really like these earbuds.
Nice.
So I told her, I said, I have a new pair. Mm-hmm. They're a little different. Those had a stem. These are more of the round drop, mm-hmm. you know, water drop or blob kind of shape. These are $40 earbuds.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that we found with Anacfire in the past is they are priced to sell.
They really are.
And they're not, they don't really skimp on the features.
Mm-mm.
It's one of those, oh, how come they can get away with that?
Yeah.
But as you use it, it becomes more of like, how come the other people are getting away with costing more
right.
for theirs? So
right.
These are very nice, well-rounded package for $40. Very hard to kind of beat in terms of value proposition.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to $50 and below, it can be a mixed bag of, you know, what you get from any manufacturer.
Yeah.
But here, you know, some of the features that you get, 6 hours per charge on the earbuds. And of course, they do come with a little carrying case. You can use the case to charge up the earbuds pretty much like everybody else.
Nice.
You get a total of 36 hours
nice.
From the case. And you can see here that, I mean, it's not a crazy
yeah, it's pretty polished. Low profile.
Yeah, it doesn't have this, you know, there's no wireless charging on that. So that's one sure. of the things where you say, well, what doesn't it have? But fits in the pocket nice.
Yeah.
It's got a nice curved kind of almost like a capsule kind of.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing, almost like an Italian sub
yeah.
kind of bun shape.
Like a hero.
Yeah. Like a nice miniature hoagie in your pocket. The earbuds, they don't have any like physical buttons, mm-hmm. but you can tap. They have touch sensitive.
Okay.
So you can use them to, when you put them in your ear. Now you can listen to these in stereo or in a single ear.
Nice.
When you have them in your ears, you can basically just tap to pause.
Uh-huh.
You can also kind of hold down on the left, and that's going to give you the volume down.
Okay.
And on the right ear, the volume is going to go up.
Okay.
You can double tap the right ear to skip.
Nice.
So you can't really go back, okay. at least that I can remember. But you can also tap to take a call. So somebody
oh, cool.
calls you, just tap it, and you can go right in. And they sound good. They phone calls sound as good as a phone.
Sure. How know? Do you sound to the person you're talking to?
Not too bad.
Yeah.
Again, that comes down to, hey, can you tell I'm on earbuds? It sounds a little, you know, but
sure.
nothing where they're like, hey, dude.
Yeah.
Could you switch over?
Am
to
I
phone?
On speakerphone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you at?
Yeah.
And it's really windy. Nothing like that.
Good.
They do have a mode called game mode.
Okay.
And you can turn that on or off. The game mode, and I think that's probably what the G maybe signals.
Sure.
G10. Game mode gives you, it's a 40% faster response and like the latency.
Okay.
So if you're playing a game, it's a more accurate, true kind of, you're not getting this.
Real time. There's not as much delay.
Yeah. So you're going to, if you're playing games, I didn't notice it because
mm-hmm.
I kind of went back and forth between, you know, listening to an audiobook and just kind of playing around, going through emails, and then also switching over to a game. And then I remembered, oh, this has this feature. I didn't pick it up. But I don't know if I have such a discerning ear for that.
Mm.
And maybe I wasn't playing the kind of game
sure.
for that where it's that rapid fire shooting.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I'm taking shots from a certain.
You're trying to listen for footsteps or something, or maybe,
yeah.
you know, if it's something like a, what's that, like piano battle or like a Guitar Hero style right. game where you're trying to hit a button right on the right sound.
Yeah, I don't think I had anything game-wise that I've been reviewing at that time that really had like a high response.
What about like watching videos that seem to sync up audio with mouth and stuff?
Perfectly acceptable for that. You know, YouTube videos, Netflix, things like that. They're really like well-rounded. I scored these. I gave them a 3.9.
Yeah, that's so great.
Really close to an editor's choice.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons that it receives such a high mark is you have the option to extend the warranty to a second year.
Ooh, nice.
So that's something that for me always gets extra points.
Yeah.
You know, if you get something where, you know, earbuds, I would expect at least at a minimum 90 days. Mm-hmm. And we've seen that for some. But then you also have, you know, you get into a lot of accessories and it's 1 year.
Yeah.
And here you just go onto the website and register and you can extend that to 2 years. So for a pair of $40 earbuds.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. You know, it doesn't cost you anything extra that, you know, if you kind of beat them up, you know, the normal wear and tear, but it's going to cover you in case something, you know, on manufacturer defect. Yeah. Take care of that. But other than that, I mean, I had three and a halves and fours almost across the board. That's, you know, build quality, audio, charging, you know, all of those features. I mean,
that's pretty much in line with most of our NACFIRE stuff we've seen.
Yep. Just right up to the border of just almost tremendous, but really hard to beat when you talk about price.
Yeah.
And again, it's kind of like when you review phones, it's, you know, you start pointing out what they don't have.
Sure.
It's easy to do.
Yeah.
But here you go something like this and people are, you know, you spend some time with it and somebody's going to say, why would I spend more?
Mm.
You know, so I think that they have a good brand for that. And I feel like they have found a pretty good niche in where they are. These do come with, basically, it's a very small package. And as you can see here, there's basically USB cable and a couple of other tips.
Oh, okay.
So if they don't quite fit, then you can, you know, switch that out.
They feel secure in your ear when you're listening?
Yeah, I left the ones that were in there by default. So I didn't even change it. I don't know if they're bigger or smaller than what comes in it. But there is another pair of tips included in the box.
Now, do these have like, I know one of the other features that most people look for is like a water or sweat resistance?
These do not.
Okay.
That is, and that could be a deal breaker for people. So if they're at a, you know, they want to use it for the gym or a run or something where, you know, they have the IPX rating.
Mm-hmm.
These do not have any type of IPX rating.
Okay.
So they're perfect for commutes,
yeah,
library, downtime, studying, taking in a podcast, hanging out at the park, going for walks, not any type of, you know, high intensity type stuff.
Gotcha.
So, yep, these are the NACFIRE G10, and they pair Bluetooth 5.0. So they're
so easy.
Pretty cool.
Yep. That's awesome. Well, thanks, Scott.
Yeah, thank you.